Hi, this is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. How are you doing today? Today's a beautiful day, and guess what? It's Friday. You know what I say about Friday? I get happy, because guess what? I love the weekend. And, you know, when people say, you know, have you had a good weekend? You know, what is a weekend? You know, whatever. My favorite line for have you had a good weekend is, I haven't met a weekend I haven't loved. Granted, there have been some bad times, but needless to say, you let all the scheduling, the time, whatever, it's a time of rest, at least for me, and I go to church on Sunday. So that's what the weekends mean for me. Anyway, today I want to talk a little bit about commitment. I consider myself to be a very committed person. And I take this from a person that I trust the most in my whole entire life, who knew me from womb to adulthood, my mom. She always said, Diane, you're the most loyal, committed person. You always do. When you get a task and when you have something to do, I can trust that you're going to do it and you're going to do it well and you stay committed to it. You know, that's my mom's line to me. And no matter what I did, I would be committed. You know, it's just various things. In my past life, you know, even the marriage I was in, knowing there were red, you know, flags going up all over, being too immature and dedicated to being a Catholic, not wanting to be divorced, having two children, you know, all those things kept me committed and loyal. But my mother, family members were trying to advise me about what was going on in the marriage, and my mother said, leave Diane alone. One thing I know about Diane, she's very loyal and she's committed. But once she finds out the truth about any situation, she's done. So I am committed to everything and anyone, and I'm very loyal. The one thing God has done in my life, though, is given me more mercy for people and forgiveness of people, because I recognize we're all human. So I've changed a little bit about I'm done with you. If I'm committed to either a relationship or a situation and you might be involved and something might have gone wrong. In my old days, I would have said, I'm done. You're dead to me. You know, that would have been my favorite line. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Cut you out of my life. But I realized that's not even healthy for me, because I wouldn't want anyone to do that to me. So I have to recognize that people, we're all human beings. We're not perfect. We're doing the best we can with what we are, what we have, and where we've come from. So I do like to be around people who are positive. So I know I have to remain positive. So once again, my commitment is not based on someone else's performance and the reaction to something I did or am doing. I have to recognize, and I've learned to recognize, and I'm still learning to recognize, my commitment is all about me. It's not about me using my commitment to judge somebody else or my loyalty to that person by judging somebody else. I have to look at the way I'm committed. That's my role. That's how I operate. That's how I do things. Once I get something I have to do, a job, a relationship, friendship, I'm committed. Now, I'll be honest with you, and my friendship arena, I want to change that a little bit more to be more responsive, because I want people to recognize that I am committed to our friendship, you know. So I am still struggling and learning to, you know, stay in constant contact with my friends, because I know that means a lot to them. Historically, I wasn't that person. You know, I wouldn't care. You know, my friend from Bangladesh, Tahira, she came over. I was really sad that we didn't have a lot of time to spend together. I wish I could have spent more time with her. So, you know, now she's told me about this WhatsApp. Is that how I say it, Tahira? So now I try to periodically just touch base, make sure she's okay. She's a great friend. We've been friends for years. I love her dearly. She is like, you will... You'd have to be around Tahira to know her. She's a very driven woman, very professional. She knows her stuff. I just love this lady. I really do. And I'm learning now to stay in touch with my friends a little bit more. And so I want them to feel that I'm committed. Like I said before, I was always thinking about it from my point of view. I'm committed. I'm committed to what I want. You know, I'm kind of erasing that I thing, because that doesn't really show that I care about anyone, you know, because I is a very selfish word, I feel, and it can't be always about me, you know, but I do have to say, my commitment is about me defining it and using it to make others happy. And that's how I'm dividing my commitment now. When I take a job, when I do a job, when I'm involved with my clients, it's not about, okay, yeah, of course I want to close the deal. But I've been known to tell people, yeah, I think this isn't going to work for you. You know, franchising is a funny thing. You have to want to follow a business model. And I've had people I've talked with who said, I have these great ideas. I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do this. Well, I will introduce them to an emerging brand. And what an emerging brand is a very new franchise. But once again, when I find out that doesn't work for them, I'm very ready to say, you know, listen, I don't think this is going to work. And I think the best thing for you to do is go and create what you said you want to create, you know? And if that changes and you find out you want to do, you know, we can always do business in the future. So I did have one woman at least that I was able to say that to. And today we, you know, I check in with her periodically. How you doing? You know, what's going on? I hope your business is going well. And if you hear of anybody out there that's looking for a franchise, please, you know, refer them to me. Because those people, I realize in the past I would have cut them off, but I realized they could be a referral source for me. So there's nothing wrong with that. But as far as the commitment is concerned in relationships, it's sad to me to see the breakup of relationships today in marriage. That saddens me. One thing I knew, I got married once. I wasn't planning on doing it again. I really wasn't. Especially since I had been divorced for like 10 years. I was used to doing my own thing, liked doing my own thing, was very independent. And anytime I found someone who wanted a committed relationship, I wasn't always, I don't want to be committed, but I wasn't committed to the relationship. I really wasn't. And I don't know. I just didn't want to hurt their feelings, I guess. I don't know. I just really wasn't telling them the truth. I don't want to be committed to anybody. And I know now see how people are using marriage sometimes. I don't understand it. I'm confused because even before I became a Christian, you know, a devoted Christian and a Bible-believing Christian, I didn't think, I thought of marriage as something sacred. Maybe it was at my Catholic upbringing. I don't know. But I just thought that I wasn't going to be married again unless I really understood what it was about. And I really loved the person. And for me, I had to feel comfortable with that person, you know? And that's how I viewed it. But mind you, I had 3 or 4 different people who wanted to marry me or wanted a committed relationship. And I just recognized it wasn't for me. You know, it really wasn't at that time. I didn't feel like I wanted that type of relationship. So I'm always praying for people today because I see people who are looking for love, but they're not understanding what that is about, I guess. I don't know. I'm really confused about the way people define marriage and relationships today. It's very confusing. Back in the day, believe me, I had a lot of guys that wanted to, you know, me to live with them and do this and do that. I'm sorry, ladies. I don't find we're living with someone is good for a woman. I just couldn't understand it because I felt like I was going to take that role, act like I was somebody's wife, and I didn't have a ring on my finger. I'm sorry. I want more of a commitment than that. And I wasn't going to play that role. It just didn't work for me. And I'm not putting anybody down, not judging you. I just didn't understand it then. And mind you, I was very liberal back then. I didn't get it. Everybody kept saying this was free. It's nothing free. That's my favorite line. Nothing's free. So commitment to me means you're going to stay no matter what. No matter what happens, you're going to stay. So in relationships, that's what it is. My business commitment, same thing. I'm loyal, I'm committed, and I'm going to think about you before I think about myself. So not judging anybody, I'm just expressing what commitment means to me and how I'm operating now as compared to previous. Now I'm a little bit more lenient, not judging people by my commitment standards. And when I'm dealing with people, I'm thinking about, I want to be committed to this relationship, be it business, be it personal, whatever. But I have to make sure that we're both happy in the situation. So in other words, if you're a little toxic out there, you've got some issues, it's not going to work for either one of us, let's be honest. Hey, listen, I thank you for listening to me today. This is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. Hey, you make it a great day and enjoy your weekend.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.